Art spaces that are usually open for you to visit have been shuttered during the coronavirus crisis. Artists, like many others, have embraced technology, the internet, to continue their creative process. The Creative Alliance of New Orleans, CANO, dedicated to preserving our cultural legacy, is exploring art and artists virtually with its Artist in View project. Executive Director Jean Nathan joins us by phone. Hello, Jean.
Hi, Diane. Are you at home also?
No, actually, I'm at the office right now.
Good for you.
So, Jean, tell us about CANO, the Creative Alliance of New Orleans. What is its focus, and how are you helping local artists?
We're really an advocacy organization with a kind of hybrid mission between economic development and the arts. We're trying to help New Orleans really understand the creative industries as a broad spectrum of creative activity that has become globally important as a leading growth economic development sector, so that we can get better investment and support. We tend to be seen through the filter of the hospitality industry. So when I sometimes tell people we're not getting the attention we should, we say, oh, well, our hospitality is all based on that. Yes, that's true, it is, but it doesn't mean that independent artists and arts organizations and venues are really getting that much support. So in terms of the COVID moment, we just felt like artists are out of view because their galleries, their art spaces where they normally show their work are closed. And they're hit in two other ways because they do have also service industry jobs and education jobs. So they got hit three ways from Sunday. We said, what can we do? And kind of hit on something that we had started a while back. And then we just said, well, this is the time to really do it big time. And that is virtual tours. So we've contacted artists all over the city and said, listen, walk around your studio with your phone camera and show and talk about your art. So that's the kind of most rudimentary form of a video. Some of them actually have fancy videos that have been produced, so we're running those too. But the ones that where an artist is literally just kind of showing you his or her work and talking about it, those are the ones that are kind of fun and very personal and giving people a little bit better an understanding of the vision and the process of artists, which we hope will make it easier for people to actually think about engaging with and actually buying the work of artists.
So, Jean, take us on this virtual tour. Who will we meet and what will we see?
Well, let's do a couple examples. So I don't know if you're familiar with Mapo Kinnord's work. She's a ceramic artist. She makes sculptures out of clay, and they're really beautiful. She also teaches at Xavier. She does a great explanation of abstract art and helps people understand what that's all about. Another one is Rachel David, a iron worker. She literally makes fancy gates and decorative steelwork, but she also makes sculpture. So she's in her shop, as opposed to studio, with very hot, dramatic equipment that I would never get anywhere near. And so she's showing how she makes her work. Another woman, Pippin Frisbee Calder, she does a lot of work on nature and birds. One of my favorites is Catherine Goodley. Catherine is a totally self-taught artist. She's only been making art for a few years. And she responded kind of out of the blue. She had a little display area set up, and she did exactly what we said. Walk around, show your art, and talk about it. So we post these on our website at cano-la.org under Artists in View is the name of the program. We post on Tuesdays and Fridays, new artists each day, and we give each artist kind of their own day to be featured.
Now, are you still accepting video content
Absolutely.
From artists?
We certainly are. And I'll tell you how easy it is. If an artist wants to participate, they go to that website, CANO, C-A-N-O, hyphen L-A dot org. Or if you put in Creative Alliance of New Orleans, that's going to get you there too. And you go to Programs and to Artists in View. And then in Artists in View, you're going to see a sample, a sort of introduction and a sample of some videos, and then a letter of invitation to artists. And if the artist looks at that letter, it tells you exactly what to do. And it really boils down to doing a video, sending it to us, There's no charge. We put it on our website. We put it on social media. And then once we have the video in hand, we connect the artist with a little stipend that the city, through its Engage the Culture program, has so generously offered us. And we really appreciate that support that we are getting from them. Also, if you're a videographer, we want to hear from you, because in some cases, the artists who are too shy or don't feel capable of doing the video themselves, we can arrange for a videographer at a kind of very modest, but nonetheless a stipend, to do the shoot.
Yeah. Now, in closing, Jean, as the city slowly reopens for business, how do you reimagine the future of our local arts community?
There's going to be an experience of art. In a way, it's going to become even more important to people's lives than it was before. Secondly, it will be hard. It's not going to be easy to reopen studios and galleries and even museums. So I think the part of kind of getting the infrastructure of the art world back up is not going to be easy. I think we'll continue to see more online culture of all forms. And I think that hopefully we're also working on a plan for development of the cultural economy. And hopefully that will yield, again, greater support. And I know that the city is also looking at ways that it can increase support for the arts. So I think we are finally going to see our cultural economy come into its own and have the leading role in our economic development that it always should have.
Cano Executive Director Jean Nathan, thanks so much and stay safe.
Thank you so much. You too. Be careful.
Thanks.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
All right.
More info on the Artist in View project can be found online at Cano, CANO-LA.org.